Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No, I'll run this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
The show and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 7:07 after 7. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard now Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang is all here. Low T Chuck screening the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window. Longo, are your boys still in town?
They are. They're on their way over here again.
Oh, nice. Where'd you go last night after the show?
Vortex.
The one on Peachtree?
Yeah, down the street.
And what did you get?
Just a regular bacon cheeseburger. The big dude that was with us.
Hold on. Alex Williams is delivering me my coffee. Thank you, Alex Williams.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to Alex Williams at 7:14 because we have a traffic red alert in Jackson County.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So you had the regular cheeseburger?
Yeah, just bacon cheeseburger. But the other dude had the... coronary bypass.
Oh,
burger,
nice. That's with the egg on it. And...
yeah. He didn't want to eat after. He was like, oh, can you eat?
Which one? The little guy?
No, the other guy.
The black guy.
Yeah.
What did the little guy get?
The Elvis one, the
Elvis
or whatever.
With peanut butter?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think he would like that, but he ate about half of it.
You didn't get the jalapeno burger?
I did not get the jalapeno
burger. Vortex is an institution. That's a great joint.
They couldn't believe that we could smoke in there, that one of the guys smoked, so he was like, what? We can smoke here?
Well, Hank, the owner, longtime friend of the Mark Arum Show, he says, listen, between non-smoking, see, this is letting the system decide. Letting non-smoking or kids in, forget it, we're kid-free. It's the Vortex. We're smoking, we're eating cheeseburgers, and we're drinking beer.
Yeah, they couldn't. They were like 21 and up. Why is it 21? They're like, are there girls
they
here?
The
they thought
guy?
It was a shoe show. And
did they card
place.
The little guy?
Yes, they did card him. And you know, his license is expired.
And it's from Texas,
right?
Yeah.
And he had the paper, but he left it at the hotel. So they were like, well, none of the table can drink. Like I wasn't going to drink anyway, so it didn't really matter to me.
Of course not.
But they were going to drink, you know.
Right.
So
very nice. Well, I'm glad to see you back. I don't know what you're doing, Buford.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you, Jared?
Yeah, stop being Yamamoto and showing me signs of what's going on. Anyway, don't worry about it. What I want to talk about tonight is, and this is, if you've been a listener to the Mark Arum Show for the last 15 years, I am a proponent. Go. You don't have to go away, Buford. Come in here. I am a proponent of casinos in Georgia. I think it'd be a huge revenue boost to the state of Georgia, and it will help bump up the Hope Scholarship money, the funds that are going down, and it's just been swing and miss. But it seems we've been making progress in the last couple of years when it comes to casinos in Georgia. And the latest today under the Gold Dome, supporters of casino gambling hope to legalize the industry in Georgia after several failed attempts in recent legislative sessions. Backers argue that casino gambling is the solution to high demand for Georgia's merit-based college scholarship program known as HOPE. Georgia's lottery struggled to keep up the demand for those awards, which are used to cover expenses to attend the state's public colleges. So this legislation, the latest batch of legislation, was produced by Ron Stevens, a Savannah Republican, sponsoring the House version, which would allow two resort destinations that could offer casino gambling. So the current plan is not just to open one in Metro Atlanta, but open one in Savannah, perhaps, maybe one in South Georgia, what have you. And prior to this, in years past, it's been like a morality thing. You know, we don't want gambling in Georgia. Gambling's bad. That's kind of easing up. I mean, we've had the lottery for decades now, and that's just legalized gambling.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just think my biggest, I obviously think this will be a boost to the economy, and here's why. So back, you mentioned the shoe shows. Back when I first moved down here, Atlanta was like number one or two in the nation for convention trade. Any kind of business organization would fight to get to Atlanta to have their conventions because Atlanta was famous for their shoe shows. The Gold Club, the Cheetah, the Pony, all of these amazing shoe shows in Atlanta. That was really, I mean, legitimately,
right, yeah.
That was a drawing card. You remember the Gold Club trial? It was crazy. And since they clamped down on that kind of stuff at shoe shows, the convention business has suffered here in Georgia. And I think a lot of times when you go to a convention, you want to let loose, you want to have fun, you want to do whatever. You're out of the house, you're away from the family, you're on a, it's like an adult field trip when you go to a convention, which is why most conventions are in Las Vegas now. And if it comes down to two locations, whether it's, let's say, New Orleans and Atlanta, they're planning a convention. Where do you want to go, New Orleans or Atlanta? Well, New Orleans has Bourbon Street. New Orleans has casinos. New Orleans has great food. We're going to go to New Orleans. And Atlanta will lose out casino or convention business to a city like New Orleans because we don't have that option of casinos. Trust me, I've been to a lot of conventions. Not a lot. A decent number of conventions. I am more likely to go to a convention in an area where there are casinos than I'm, you know, I'm not going to go to one in Wichita, Kansas.
right.
Whitefish, Montana.
Right.
Vegas casino, I'm there.
Oh, yeah,
but that has more to do with the location and whether there's a casino. You wouldn't go to Wichita, Kansas, whether it had a casino or not.
And that's why people aren't coming to Atlanta. And that's why we're not getting as much convention action. We still get some, but it's not the heydays of the early and mid-90s where this was the convention town and every hotel room would be booked and the Georgia World Congress Center would be jammed. And it was crazy. We literally talked about conventions in our traffic reports. Hey, we've got the Plumbers Union convention going on, you know, extra delays downtown. But once the shoe shows were tamed down, we've lost that convention. I truly believe that the convention business will come back to Atlanta if we have a world-class casino. Your initial thoughts on that? We'll have a nice back and forth on this. I'm not, opposed to hearing opposing views. I know there are some issues when it comes to casinos, but I just think economically, if Atlanta wants to compete for convention business, we need casinos. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter at Mark Arum. We have a traffic red alert, Longoria.
Right. That last time was my fault.
Okay, sorry. Joining us on the phone, WSB political analyst Bill Crane, as we talk about the possibility of casinos under the Gold Dome. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing well, Mark. How are you?
Are you sneaking this in between the soup and the appetizer, or the?
Well, actually, just ahead of the opening cocktails. But I am very glad to be on your show with your new 7 p.m. listeners, and congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you, but yeah, this is your first appearance at the 7 p.m. time slot. So
it is.
Welcome aboard. But the only bad thing is it interferes with your social life.
Well, if I have a little bit more notice, I would be happy to schedule around it. But anyway, I'm happy to be here.
Real quick, casino legislation proposed back again under the Gold Dome. As in your analyst eye, does it have a decent shot of passing this time around?
It has a chance of getting to the floor in the House and the Senate, getting a vote, perhaps getting a resolution up to the governor, which I think he may veto, but allowing for a vote or perhaps a constitutional amendment. There's kind of two tracks and paths. One would allow the Georgia Lottery Commission to run what are called lottery casinos, and they already exist in other states, where basically the quick pick kind of games you play now with the scratch off or the pick five, pick three, pick seven would be run basically by machines. You wouldn't have full gaming. You wouldn't have blackjack and a lot of the things you and I enjoy, but you would have gaming. And that doesn't require a constitutional amendment. It just comes under the existing Georgia Lottery Commission. The other route would be full casino gaming. That would require a constitutional amendment. And I think from every signal I've seen, Governor Deal has not changed his position. But if there was a groundswell of momentum in the General Assembly, and the public's polling has shown it's close to 65-70% in most polls in favor of not wide open anywhere you want to put it, but destination casino gaming, like we would think of Gulfport and Biloxi or Las Vegas or Atlantic City, places where it's an attraction, well marketed, well put together, and something along the lines of the MGM proposal that's kind of floating around the Capitol these days. It may not be under the last 2 years of Governor Deal's watch, but I do think it's coming. When you look at what Harris has with its two monster casinos just across the state line in North Carolina, drawing principally Atlanta customers, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, if you've ever been to Cherokee or Murphy, 60%, I would say, of the consumers there are from the metro Atlanta area. According to the AP, Bill, Governor Deal said he is willing to, quote, keep the discussion going. But he's also concerned that if the casino bill passes, that it doesn't adversely impact the lottery program in the state of Georgia.
Well, they tend not to cannibalize each other in other states. I mean, gaming and the lottery, you gamble, I gamble. There's a difference between the $5 table and the $25 and the $50 and the high roller table, and they're not the same folks. And I don't mean to be insulting to anyone in the audience, but the people who can spend $3 or $5 at lunch on a handful of lottery tickets, which are well appreciated by the lottery, versus go to a casino and drop $150 or $200 a night as an entertainment budget, kind of like looking at it like a Falcons ticket or a night out at the movies. It's two different audiences. So I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I do think it's good that the governor is sort of not discouraging discussion, and that's a positive sign. He's not shutting it down now and saying never, 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 never. So to me, that plus the tremendous amount of influence, and I'm not involved in that, that MGM and the other proponents are pushing out there is being very well heard, and they've got good documentation on what they've done in other markets, including Washington, D.C. If you haven't been to the new casino that's just outside of the district, it's an extremely impressive facility. It wasn't packed the night I was there, but it was, you know, doing a good business, and we've got a very robust economy now, but we could always use more tourism.
And I think, I don't know if this has any impact, but with the current administration in the White House, a man that, you know, built part of his empire through the gaming industry and the job creation that this will bring, upwards of 5,000 jobs, if there is one in Metro Atlanta, perhaps that will help turn the tide and bring this closer to reality.
Well, that, and if you look at where Atlanta wants to expand and grow, anything between downtown and Hartsfield, the south side is where Atlanta is still the city of proper, is still hurting. And you look at Whitehall Street or the south end of Peachtree Street or even Five Points, where there's just tremendous needs, or underground, where there was a soft proposal a few years back to put a casino in underground, in terms of where the right kind of developer with the right kind of incentives could go in and just completely turn around an area. Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Go have a scotch on the rocks for me. Enjoy your night out. We appreciate you squeezing us in, and I look forward to touching base with you on this coming up in the coming months, brother.
Well, let's put a bet on it. I'll say a $50 vote that it gets a vote.
All right. No, I'm not going to take that bet. I want it to happen. We'll bet against
All right,
Chuck.
Take care.
All right. See you, Bill. WSB Political Analyst Bill Crane about the possibility of casinos in Georgia. We'll get to your thoughts next. 404-872-0750. This is The Mark Arum Show. Bone, my thigh bones connected to my knee.
Bone, my knee bones connected to my body. Ha, ha, ha. Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
725, 52 degrees on Peachtree Street. Your thoughts on the possibility of casinos in Georgia? Larry joins us on the program. What's going on, Larry?
Hey, man, there's a real chance of it passing if they just make it in Atlanta and Savannah and not statewide where it's fair for everybody, because those are black, Democrat-controlled areas. And why would the Republicans do that for them? They're not going to. And the governor...
Well, the Republicans introduced the bill.
Well, I know, but they've got probably big guys paying them off. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. If just Atlanta and Savannah, it won't happen.
So you want it to be... You could put a casino anywhere in Georgia.
Yeah, yeah. And the governor's an idiot. I mean, he won't even let little kids with epilepsy get marijuana to help them stop seizures. You know, that don't even.
Well, if we
high.
Do have casinos in Georgia, I'm going to push for marijuana smoking rooms for the little kids. Obviously, I mean, that's got to be, if you're going to build a casino,
you got to have that.
I want a hookah lounge for toddlers attached to the
free daycare.
Yeah, Alec is up next to the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Alec.
Hi.
What's up, buddy? All right, goodbye.
Everybody clap your hands.
I just woke up, folks. I'm testy. Tim is in Indiana. Tim, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, thanks for being there. Listen, I'm in a little town in central Indiana that got a big casino about 10 years ago. Cost them a half a billion dollars to the state to get it started. They went bankrupt. Somebody else picked it up, and they're still running, and they're doing great. There's, you know, big-name acts, and they've got horse racing, and they've got all kinds of machines inside. That's a good place to go for a bad-tasting buffet on Sunday.
I love the bad-tasting buffet.
But the thing that I taught economics for 15 years, and what we seem to be missing, the 1,000 people in our little town love to have the jobs. On the other hand, when you've got 5% unemployment, creating more jobs doesn't do anything except give people an option to work at the casino or at their old job where they're going to have to quit to work at the casino.
You make valid points, Tim. The difference, I think, though, when you're talking about a small town in Indiana buying a casino and a major city like Atlanta, this is just another cherry on the top of this Atlanta sundae. We have the infrastructure and other attractions that can support this. We don't need the casino. Just be nice to have. And we want to create jobs here in Atlanta. We want to revitalize some areas of the city. And I think this would be a perfect way, especially bringing the convention trade back. Someone on Facebook made a good point. Killing the 24-hour clubs also hurt that, too. You guys missed that. That was a good time. We'll come back after news, weather, and traffic. Sandy Parrish will join us from the Gold Dome. And your calls, 404-872-0750. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Hey there, this is Patrick Warburton, and you are listening to The Mark Arum Show. Who, by the way, stole my Jesus fish.
Welcome back to the show. 7:37, 23 in front of 8 o'clock. Mark Arum at your beck and call till 9 p.m. every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Everyone's on board. Low-T, Longoria, his crew, Buford, Jennifer Griffiths, Alex Williams.
It's rolling with a posse.
Yeah, I like this. I like this. With you till 9, Johnny Kilbasa will join us in about 1 hour with a fast food review. We're discussing the once again, the possibility of casinos coming to Georgia. Your thoughts on that? I've posted a poll on Twitter, at Mark Arum, M-A-R-K-A-R-U-M. Very simple. Do you want to see casinos in Georgia? Yes, no, not sure. With 117 votes in so far, 54% yes, 37% no, 9% not sure. I'm always sure about one thing. If something happens at the Gold Dome, Sandra Parrish is there to report it. Sandra Parrish, our Capitol reporter, joins us live on WSB. How are you, Sandy?
I'm doing well, Mark. How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm encouraged as someone that is a pro-casino advocate for Georgia that there's some more legislation and there's another chance for this to happen. What's the latest and what do you think about what's going to happen in the future with this?
Well, it's hard to say what's going to happen in the future. I'm not a betting person, so to speak. This is probably the closest that that we have come to it over all the years that I've covered it, but I think I will believe it when I see it, if you know what I mean, because it's come, you know, everybody seems to think it's a good idea, the polls, you know, tend to back it, and then at the end of the session, it doesn't pass. The latest is that there are two sponsors, one in the House, one in the Senate, Senator Brandon Beach and Representative Ron Stevens, are both filing legislation, and they pretty much mirror each other. There's a little different between the two in how many of the secondary facilities would be allowed. Basically, it would, a big difference from years past is they're calling it resort destinations.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have one resort destination somewhere in Metro Atlanta, and you know the thoughts are the airport, Centennial Park. You know, at one point it was going to be Turner Field, and obviously that's not going to happen now that Georgia State has that. But somewhere in the Metro Atlanta area, it would be require $2 billion investment from whoever comes in for this resort, which I guess would offer gambling.
From the casino company, like an MGM would have to, yeah.
Exactly, right.
Now, why two separate bills? Why one in the House and one in the Senate?
just to give them a better chance at passing, because, you know, inevitably you could have a committee chairman that blocks it from his committee, so you have to start on the other side. And of course, nothing ever dies until day 40. I mean, things get attached on to other things with similar code language all the time. But if you have it in both chambers, you have a better chance of it passing out of at least, you know, one chamber to get over to the other. So the difference between the two of them is that there would be up to six secondary markets in the House version. Not that we would see six all at once, but the sponsor representative, Ron Stevens, says we could have up to six, and that way you wouldn't have to go back and change the law later on if it turns out that, you know, having the one secondary, which two altogether, works out pretty well, you wouldn't have to go back and change the law to add up to six. So that was his reasoning for that.
WSB Capitol reporter Sandra Parrish joining us on the Mark Arum Show. My sources tell me, and these are probably the most unreliable sources in media, that this go-around, Governor Deal might not even care. Just let it go. He won't oppose it. He won't support it, but he won't stand in the way. Do you get that feeling down in the Capitol?
I think so. I mean, and of course, a constitutional amendment, which is what it would take, wouldn't have to go before his desk anyway. He would, however, have to sign off on what they call the enabling legislation, and that's pretty much the nuts and bolts of how something would work. The constitutional amendment, you know, it takes two-thirds, a majority in both the House and Senate to get it to the voters, and the voters have to approve it. The enabling bill, which does require the governor's signature, is kind of how it works, you know, how exactly it would be put together, you know, the ins and outs of it, basically. I've heard that, too, that he wouldn't stand in the way this time. I don't have it directly from him, so I couldn't really speak exactly to what his thoughts are.
Gotcha. 20% of the gambling revenue, by the way, would be funneled to the state with this. Sandra, real quick, finishing up with you, what's the timeline on this? As someone that's champing at the bit to get this happen, what am I going to be waiting for?
Well, you know, this is the very first step, is getting it filed. So then it will have to be signed to committees in both the House and Senate, since we have two separate bills. It will go through the committee process. If the committee votes it out, it has to go to the Rules Committee, which is the one that decides to put it on the floor before the full chamber. You got to have a floor vote in each chamber, and then it crosses to the other side. So you've got a long process. You know, it could very well be day 40 before we see what's going to happen. And it's a constitutional amendment, which means, you know, the voters wouldn't vote on it till 2018 anyway. So it really is a 2-year process. Mm-hmm. This is just the first year of the 2-year session. So anything that doesn't pass this year, as long as it's not killed, you know, voted down, it can roll over to next year. So this could be even something that goes into next year.
Excellent. Sandy, thanks for your time. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on Atlanta's Morning News.
That's great. Thanks, Mark.
See you, Sandy. All right. So there's the latest. So two separate bills. I just have a feeling this time it's going to happen. Your thoughts, folks. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. G's in Brookhaven. G, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, sir?
Hey, I think it's important to note why the Bedazzled Shoe Show at the Gold Club went out of business. Remember,
they were jacking up dudes' credit cards.
Well, and they also were thinking they were connected with organized crime, too.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So but the thing that caught them, the thing that really brought them down was, so you'd get a guy like Chuck's dad would come in out of town for a convention from Whitefish, Montana. He'd go to the Gold Club, give them their credit card. He'd get home, and he would find a $7,500 charge in his card because they were just throwing additional money on there.
Yeah, VIP room and $1,200 bottles of champagne.
Exactly, but the guy never bought them. But the goal, you know, they were doing it racketeering,
right.
I believe. Yeah.
Right.
And another thing though was the 24-hour clubs too. G, I don't know if you were out and about in that era.
No,
me neither. But I've heard there was a place called Backstreets that was open 24 hours a day.
Nice.
And there were 24-hour clubs. So literally, like Vegas, you could party all night long. And then that got shut down. And then the Gold Club got shut down. And then Buckhead got shut down. And the convention business has never really come back. And I really think casinos would happen. Here's the rub, too. People are already playing slot machines in Georgia. A lot of them.
That I never understood.
I'll tell you about that in a second. 404-872-0750. If you are in or about Jackson County, do not get on 85 South. Here's Alex. Thanks, little guy. We'll check back with you again at the top of the hour. All right, so you're saying, what? There's already slot machines in Georgia? Check out this report from Liz Arts from Channel 2 today.
FBI and DeKalb County Police are raiding 8 businesses for illegal gambling along Glenwood Road. Channel 2's Liz Arts was the only reporter there when police moved in. She's live with the months-long investigation. Liz.
Fred, I'll show you what's happening now. Look across the street here. You see police activity over there. And then at this store right behind me, agents are going through, taking apart those gaming machines right now. There are 3 more businesses in this direction down Glenwood Road and 3 more businesses in that direction that are being raided right now. Only Channel 2 Action News was there minutes after the GBI and DeKalb County Police took over 8 businesses Tuesday morning along Glenwood Road. Agents told us they had 8 search warrants for gas stations, convenience stores, and local groceries. All are accused of illegal gambling. The GBI let us get video of gaming machines. The store's owner is accused of paying out cash instead of store merchandise. GBI Special Agent in Charge Cindy Ledford told us the community tipped them off to the illegal activity.
Family members of people that play these machines, that they're spending all of our money. I can't feed our children. I can't pay my bills.
And knowing that you have a household to take care of is just people priorities need to really get in.
All right, there's Liz Arts from Channel 2 Action News. So, I don't know if you guys ever walked into a gas station and you see these machines.
When I lived in Decatur, when I first moved here, yeah. I thought the same thing. I walked in, I was like, what's going on? I mean, there was like a bunch of people in there.
So they used to be fully illegal. Fully, but people, every gas station had them. And it was kind of like, look the other way. And then they made them kind of legal. If you win, they give you store credit. Okay, so like you hit the jackpot. You get $55,000 of Pringles from the Gap, whatever you...
right.
But no one's doing that. They're paying them out. And so here's why. Like, people are addicted to these things. They use them the time. There's lines around these things. And this revenue is all under the counter. No one's keeping track of this. No one's paying taxes on this. And the consumers are getting scammed. If you go to a casino run by MGM or one of the big units...
Yeah.
There's regulation on those machines.
Yes.
They say we will pay out 98% of the money we get in. So there's a 98% payback on slot machines, which is one of the better, I guess, things in the, because I don't know, whatever. But it's regulated. The casinos have to pay it back 98% of the money they take in. At Joe's gas station on Glenwood Road, there's no regulation.
I bet those very rarely pay out.
He could pay back 5%.
Right.
And it's a big break. People are already doing this, and we're not getting any tax revenue out of it. We're not creating any jobs out of it. People are losing their money really quick because it's a scam. Don't play those machines in gas stations. Please, folks. You are going to lose all of your money. At least in the casino, you'll lose it slowly.
Right? You'll enjoy yourself more while you lose your
money. You'll get a free soft drink. They might give you a coupon to the noodle bar. At Joe's gas station, they're just going to take it quickly. At a casino, you're going to lose it slowly. But you'll have fun, hopefully. But we've already got these things here. That's my point. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Marco in Lilburn.
We need more lemon pledge.
Marco, I have a question for you.
Okay.
You're of Peruvian descent, right?
Uh-huh.
Do they eat guinea pigs in Peru?
What? Of course they do.
Not like whole, but I mean, you
not whole.
Not whole. Half of them. You make them into a sandwich? What do you mean not whole?
But I guess you kind of do have a barbecue pit like how they do in Hawaii. So I guess we do, but, you know.
I don't care how they're prepared, Marco. I just want to know if they're eaten in Peru. Guinea pigs. Yeah, okay. I heard that today, and I was like, no, that can't be true. Let me ask Marco. But it is true. Marco, real quick, it sounds like you just woke up. Casinos in Georgia, you opposed or for them?
Oh, yeah, I'm for it. Because, like you said, and the other guy was talking about the corruption, that doesn't happen in the casinos. You don't give your credit card to everybody, you know, so they're not going to charge bottles on you.
And it's regulated. It's regulated. Exactly. There's a gaming industry that will inspect the machines. No one is inspecting the machines at Joe's gas station on Glenwood Road. They're just truly ripping people off for store credit. Not even for... yeah, not even for... anywho. All right, Marco, good to talk to you, buddy. Enjoy work. Mark O'Connor is pre-shower now because of the earlier time. He's got a more messed up schedule.
I kind of want to go hunt guinea pigs now.
They eat guinea pigs. I heard that today. I was like, really?
Yeah, I'd eat a guinea pig.
Wonder how they taste.
Like bacon?
I don't know.
I don't know.
If like they got armadillo? Them down in Florida. I'm going next month. I'll skip the hog hunt. I'll go hunt some guinea pigs.
No, they're cute little guys, aren't they? Aren't guinea pigs pets?
People try to tell me pigs are cute, too, but they taste
they are. Jennifer Lippies has them as a pet. All right, we're going to come back with your calls. Sewer rat might taste like pumpkin pie, but I'll never know because I won't eat the filthy animal. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. Hey, follow me on Instagram, MarkArum. This is The Mark Arum Show. I drop the bass to them, see get weak. For every birthday trace, it's a scar they keep. It's when I speak, they freak, the sweat, the tech. Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. 7:55, 52 degrees on Peachtree Street. Back to the phones we shall go. Manville Johnson.
Lord loves the working man. Don't trust Whitey. See a doctor and get rid of it.
I didn't think Longo was going to be ready for that one. What's up, Manville?
What's going on, fellas?
Casinos, yes or no in the Manville household?
I'm good with it. I mean, I like casinos. I mean, I've been to Vegas once already, so, I mean, hey, why not? I won't have to go so far.
The best part about having a casino in Atlanta, no one's going to force you to go. If no one in Atlanta goes, which isn't going to happen because all of Atlanta goes to Cherokee and goes to Murphy, even if no one in Atlanta goes, the visitors will make it float. Everyone that comes, you got two buddies from out of town.
Yeah.
If there was a casino here, you'd go to the casino tonight.
They would.
You'd roll some bones. Yeah. And then eat the peanut butter burger at the the Vortex. That was bad call, dude. Bad call. The Vortex, yes. Peanut butter burger, no. Manville, I love you, buddy. Robbie's in Woodstock. Robbie, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. What's up, buddy?
How are you, man?
I'm great, man. Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
I'm all for the casinos. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great way to boost the economy in Atlanta. But have you ever seen the meme that says, y'all stop coming to Atlanta,
we're full. Exactly.
We're
right.
Full, man. Yeah. We can't even budge around here.
Well,
dude,
I don't want people to move here. Let me. We are full. Trust me. Tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. when I'm doing traffic with Scott Slade, Atlanta's full. But I want people to come visit here and then leave. Come, enjoy the city, spend your money, and then whoosh, get the hell out of Dodge. And more people will do that if we have the casino. We've got some great attractions here. Brand new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, SunTrust Park, Georgia Aquarium, Zoo Atlanta, Coca-Cola Museum, Stone Mountain Park, Hot Neighbor. We got a lot of stuff to bring to bring the eyeballs to the city, but a casino would just be pow, convention traffic would boom. Your thoughts, we're going to continue. We'll take all your calls next. All of them. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter at Mark Arum. The Twitter poll right now, as of 7:58, 52% say yes, 39% say no, 9% not sure. We'll be back. It's the Mark Arum Show. Back to the show and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 8:07 after 8. This is the Mark Arum Show, now heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. The gang's all here. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria and crew on the other side of the takeout window up from Texas. Vinny joins us in studio. What's going on, Vincenzo?
Yo, what's happening?
We're discussing casinos, the possibility yet again of casinos coming to Georgia. I'm a big proponent of them.
All for it.
And I think there's a better chance now than ever that the folks under the Gold Dome will make this happen. I got the latest on this story on Channel 2 Action News at 4 from one good-looking son of a bitch named Richard Elliott, who was reporting the story for Channel 2. That good-looking son of a gun joins us on the show. How are you, Richard?
That's an alternative fact.
All right, so I woke up at 4, watched Channel 2's News at 4, and saw your report on the possibility yet again. I thought I was dreaming. I was like, am I still dreaming? Or might we have casinos in Georgia? So I asked you, Richard, might we?
Well, the two lawmakers, that's State Senator Brandon Beach of Alpharetta and State Rep Ron Stevens of Savannah, they seem to think there is enough momentum this year in the legislature that they could get it done. What's really interesting about all of this, the bills that they're introducing, both in the House and the Senate, they're essentially exactly the same bill, so there shouldn't be any conflict, is that they never use the word casino in them. They call them destination resorts. This is called the Destination Resort Bill. And they're hoping that that will help smooth some of the opposition.
We know,
but, you know, there's a chance it could happen.
We know who is for it. Let's talk about the opposition. What are people, what are critics saying the downsides would be to bringing casinos to Georgia?
Well, we did speak with Mike Griffin of the Georgia Baptist Mission Board, and he obviously opposes it on moral grounds, but he also opposes it on some economic grounds as well. What's interesting is, and you're going to see a lot of that, some of the more conservative members of the legislature will oppose it for some of the same reasons. Central Atlanta Progress, which is a nonprofit organization, they did their own study, an independent study of casinos coming into town, and they were essentially neutral about it. They said, yes, it can generate an awful lot of revenue, but they said there are a lot of questions that need to be answered before y'all actually do this. And one of the questions that they felt really needed to be answered is this going to siphon off money from the lottery? Now, Beach and Stevens don't think that it will, but they also say, look, if you just want money from this, that's not a good enough reason. You need to have other plans for jobs, for entertainment, for all this other stuff. And then there's also this fear that a casino, let's say it's at Underground, or it's even at the airport, mm-hmm. or somewhere inside Atlanta, it could siphon off entertainment money from the Georgia Aquarium, or the World of Coke, or the College Football Hall of Fame, and that basically that the base of money would still be the same. It would just be coming from multiple sources, and you know, maybe the Aquarium or World of Coke would not do quite as well because some of the money that would be going there would be going to the aquarium, would be going to the casino. So those are some of the questions. That's some of the opposition that's out there.
Richard Elliott from Channel 2 Action News joining us on the possibility of casinos coming to Georgia. My biggest hope for this is the return of the convention trade. Richard, you know, back in the 90s, Atlanta was the casino, convention destination for a lot of reasons. The Gold Club establishments was one of them, and that's kind of gone away. I just see this as Atlanta has so much else to offer that this should just be another thing that we could sell to conventioneers and bring that convention traffic back to Atlanta.
And that's a very interesting point in that the Central Atlanta Progress study showed that almost 90-95% of the people who would be going to the casino would be locals. They would only expect 5-7% coming from out of town. But the other argument is you can use this if it's attached, and this casino would have to be attached to a mega resort, a $2 billion resort, that it could be then used to attract more conventions. I mean, if you're going to have a $2 billion hotel, resort, and casino, it's going to be pretty big, probably be convention space, so that you could possibly get more conventions, and we get a lot anyway, but more conventions in here, because you do have the draw of the casino.
You threw that too. Go ahead, Richard.
You know, good questions that need to be answered.
You threw that $2 billion number out, and that says something to me. Are we in a state financially here in the state of Georgia, or just in the metro area alone, where we can say, no, we don't need a $2 billion investment in something in the city of Atlanta? That's a big number. That's a lot of jobs.
And Senator Beach said that he's worked for the chamber before. He said if another $2 billion industry, corporation, whatever, located to the city of Atlanta, we'd be throwing them a parade.
Exactly,
so,
right.
So you just can't, you know, thumb your nose at a $2 billion investment. And this would be private money. This would be, the way the bill is structured right now, and it's just a bill, it still has to go through the legislature, then has to become a constitutional amendment, then has to go to the voters. None of this can happen before 2018, November 2018.
Yeah.
It's the city of Atlanta would get one of them. I don't know where, but it would require a minimum $2 billion investment by a private company to build a resort and to build a casino. Then there would be a second casino allowed for now in a smaller city, which is either Savannah, Columbus, Augusta, or Macon. I think those are the four. It depends on population size. And that would have to be a minimum $450 million investment by a private company.
Again, I'm all for it. I feel more optimistic now than I have in the past. That might be false optimism, but again, $2 billion, 5,000 jobs. We see how much revenue Metro Atlanta is spending in the casinos in Cherokee and Murphy. I just think it would be nice to keep that money here. Richard, go to sleep. Follow him on Twitter, at RElliottWSB, but really follow him on Instagram. Amazing pictures, at Grant Park Photog. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
All right, take care. Richard Elliott from Channel 2 Action News. Well, your calls again in just a second. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Chris joins us on the Mark Arum Show. Chris, welcome to the program.
Everybody clap your hands.
Come on. I was on the wrong page. I was getting you stuff.
I was on the wrong page.
Oh.
Mike's in Atlanta. Mike, welcome to the show. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, how you doing? This is something. First of all, let me say, I'm from Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I actually worked for Caesars Entertainment, for Harrah's, and Station Casinos, Boyd Gaming. I have a degree from UNLV in gaming and hotel management.
Does your last name begin with the letter P?
No.
Okay, that's a different Mike. I thought you were a different Mike. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
No, but I actually worked on these issues with the companies that I work for, lobbying government officials to build casinos in Chicago, in Orlando area, Arizona. These destinations, first of all, your top three convention destinations in the country, Chicago, Las Vegas, Orlando. Between those three, they get 80% of your convention conventions.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta is not a convention destination. They're not. I mean, your last guest had an excellent point. Most of the people that will be there will be locals. And, you know, when you talk, you already got competition with Mississippi. You got your surrounding areas. What makes Las Vegas Las Vegas is you can bet on sports. That's what that's it. And even sometimes throughout the year, Las Vegas goes to their soft times, you know.
Revenue-wise, though, sports gambling in Las Vegas is minuscule compared to slots and table games, right?
Sports gambling is huge in Las Vegas. I mean, reason I would go to Las Vegas, say if I can go to a table game casino, Indian casino, Native American casino. I can go to that pretty much anywhere and play slots, table games, poker. But what makes Las Vegas Las Vegas is sports gambling. I can't go to these casinos and bet on the Super Bowl, but I can go to Las Vegas and do that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And what's going to make an Atlanta casino stand out from the casinos in Mississippi? Or
nothing,
Florida,
but to counter that point, so right now, if you live in Metro Atlanta, and I've got a lot of friends that do this, when they want to gamble, they go to Mississippi, they go to Cherokee, North Carolina, they go to Murphy, North Carolina, they go play in the card rooms in Jacksonville, Florida, or Tampa. A lot of that money is leaving the area, and why not, even if we just kept that gambling money here in town, it would be a benefit tax-wise.
I don't think you're going to get the benefit of it money wise as you think you would, you know. And as far as like building a resort, I once again, Atlanta, when I can go to a resort and we tried to build casinos in Phoenix area, they didn't want to have anything to do. They have beautiful golf course resorts out there, you know. You have beautiful resorts in Florida. I just don't think you have the infrastructure to build a $2 billion resort. I mean, where are you going to put it at? Where is that going to go?
Either down near the airport or underground or, wherever the hell MGM wants to spend $2 billion, they can go ahead and build it wherever they want. According to the internet, I'll preface that. I don't know how reliable this is. Cvent is the website. The top destinations, convention destinations in the United States, that caller's right, Orlando is number one. D.C. 2, Vegas 3, Miami 4, Chicago 5, San Diego 6, Phoenix 7, Atlanta 8, Dallas 9, and New Orleans is number 10. I don't know how reliable that source is, but it came up. Bill's in Stockbridge. Bill, we are on the Mark Arum Show. What's going on, buddy?
Yes, sir. How you doing, buddy?
Excellent. What do you think? Casinos in Georgia?
Yes, sir. I thought they already made the Georgia Dome a casino.
They're tearing that sucker down.
I know. Hey, I just want to make a comment on the, you know, the little games around here.
Oh, the slot machines in the gas stations.
Yes, sir. They bust one in Glenwood down here in Stockbridge where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
If you win a jackpot, they give you like a gold teddy bear.
A gold teddy bear?
Yes, sir. And then at that point, if you want to sell that gold teddy bear back to them, they give you jackpot money minus 7% taxes.
How much will they give you for the gold teddy bear, though?
If I win $1,000, I get back $930.
So they're getting around the law. They're giving you the gold teddy bear, and then they're buying it back from you.
Exactly. And I guess these other guys need to learn from the potatoes and Stockbridge.
Yeah. Are you still playing those down there?
Well, yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Have you ever won a gold teddy bear?
I have twice.
Yeah.
But I was sitting next door to a lady that won $10,153 about a month ago.
Wow.
That's a lot of titty bears.
Yeah.
That is. Excellent. All right, Bill. I like the inside info. Anyone else out there playing on these slot machines and gas stations, I'd love to hear from you too. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Twitter polls up at Mark Arum. Do you want to see casinos in Georgia? Just under 300 votes in right now. 51% yes, 40% no, 9% not sure. This is the Mark Arum Show. Like a magnet, giving them orgasms
with my mellow accent. Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Taking your calls, casinos in Georgia, yay or nay. Russ in beautiful Gainesville, Georgia.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
How are you, Russell?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Excellent. What's going on?
Nothing much. Yeah, I agree with this because typically I spend all my money on women. I need one more thing to make me broke.
That would put you over? That would be the vice
that
put you over?
Exactly.
Listen, we already have legalized gambling called the Georgia Lottery. You know, if you ever seen people playing numbers every day or the scratch-offs every day, it's here already. But no one is coming from out of town to buy scratch-offs in Georgia. No one is coming from out of town to play Keno in Georgia. No one's coming from out of town to go to Joe's on Glenwood and do the slot machines. They would come from out of town to go to a nice, fancy, resort-style casino here in Atlanta. And it would prevent guys like me and Vinny and Low-T and Longoria, if he ever gets out of the house, to go to, you know, Cherokee and spend money there.
I'll drive.
What does it take to get you a hall pass? Do you have a hall pass since these guys are in town?
Yeah, I mean, I can leave whenever I want.
Really?
I mean, I don't have to ask.
Oh, wow.
Listen to him. I don't have to.
You boys just say no. All right, we'll come back. All of your calls, plus a fast food review with Johnny Kilbasa, 404-872-0750. This is the Mark Arum Show. Without cops harassing, imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a...
Yo, what up, y'all? It's Jermaine Dupri, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show. Yeah, y'all know what this is.
He packed in animals two by two. Ox, camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight. I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the dust, Shep and Ham. Tell them about that master plan. Oh, my Lord.
Welcome back to the show, 8:37 at 23 in front of 9. Mark Arum with you till 9 on Monday through Friday. News 95.5, AM 750 WSB. Everybody's here, except for Buford. Where the hell's Buford?
I don't know. He's working.
He sits around all day and then pretends he has a lot of work to do right between 7 and 9.
He told me earlier, I'm too busy to do something.
Like,
I asked him to do something.
So
I'm too busy.
To
He's in his new office. He finally got
it. He got a new office.
Got a black light.
Very cool.
Black light. Velvet posters.
No, we'll need a black light to go in there after he's been in there.
Especially if you want to sit down.
Buford.
Bring your own stool.
Well, if you see him walking around, will you tell him to come in?
Sure.
It's like I'm missing a limb here. An unimportant limb. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're discussing casinos in Georgia. Are you for them or against them? Mark's in Swanee. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mark. Love the show.
Thank you, sir. What's going on?
I just wanted to clarify a couple things about the machines you see in the gas station?
Yes, yes, please.
You had said that they weren't regulated. Actually, the Georgia Lottery, about 2 years ago, they put monitoring devices on them, and they monitor and regulate them. And I think about maybe 10% of the revenue that goes in them actually goes to the Hope Scholarship.
Really? Now, I don't doubt that, but I also think that a lot of these machines you're seeing at Joe's gas station on Glenwood are not being regulated by the Georgia Lottery. I think there's a lot of off-market machines.
The easiest way to tell, though, is there's like a big metal box on the back of the machines. And it actually has a Georgia Lottery sticker on it.
Interesting. I'm not a slot guy. I've never played them, and I certainly haven't played them in Joe's gas station. Do you play them at all, Mark?
No, I don't.
All right,
I don't. I know somebody that was in that industry at one time.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a huge moneymaker for the gas stations that have them in there. There's one near my house. I go in there at 10 a.m., jam. 10 p.m., jam. I mean, people are lined up to play those things.
Yes, and they can actually give out lottery tickets for winning.
For prizes? So you can gamble to win money to gamble some more.
Right, and the jackpots, like the earlier caller said, they're like 1,000, maybe up to like 4,000 or 5,000. They're not really
not life-changing money, yeah.
Right, yeah, they're not life-changing, but still, I mean, you can't, like you said, you can't get $5,000 worth of Pringles. But.
Exactly. Well, you could. You get $5,000 worth of pork skins. Gave you $5,000 to spend in Quick Trip, what are you going for first, Longoria?
The real food, like the, don't they have like tacos and pizza
and stuff?
The griller food?
Yeah.
Anything in a stick form that rolls on that thing, I'll eat anything.
But it's $5,000. I mean,
I can eat a lot of those things.
Yeah.
Vinny, is that what you're going for?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to get?
I'm going to.
Pork skins?
No, I'm going to get beer.
Beer? Okay.
Like and stuff that can resell, I guess. I don't know.
Resell?
You can open up a shop.
Do you ever see Supermarket Sweeps or whatever that show was?
Yeah.
No. You remember this video.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'd get like 5 minutes in a supermarket
to run around
to get anything you want.
Right.
So, and I think whoever got the most, I don't know how that freaking game.
There were certain items you had to get. And,
yeah.
But anyway, you had like 2 minutes to run around.
I remember that.
Someone explained Supermarket Sweep to me.
I remember now.
But the key was they'd go, you want to get value for your time. Mm-hmm. So you'd go straight to the filet mignon. Right. Or you go straight to the lobster tail.
Yeah, but Quick Trip's not going to have lobster tail.
Understood. But I'm saying the same principle. Not yet. Why, don't waste your time on a 99-cent corn dog, Longoria.
All right, well.
Get, you know.
Whatever the most expensive food is, I'm going to get that up.
Most expensive food.
Do I have to spend the $5,000 all at once?
Yes, that's my show, my rules. You get $5,000.
$5,000.
So I'd have to walk in there today and blow the entire $5,000.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, then, yeah, I would probably get a hodgepodge of stuff, but yeah. I go
stuff
for
that
booze.
Would last.
I would go for booze first.
Yeah.
If you
made
me go in there with $5,000. I'm walking out of there with every alcohol.
Yeah, those coolers are empty.
Yeah.
I'd buy lotto tickets to win more money.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah,
Tony's in Marietta. Tony, welcome to the show, buddy. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, guys. Great show, as always. Interesting topic about the casinos.
As a Chi-Town guy, all mobbed up back in the day, you want casinos here or no?
Absolutely. You know, the two sponsors of the bill, I mean, sooner or later, they are going to bring Atlanta kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I mean, it took us for so many, many decades to get the lottery, which was a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer as well.
Well, how long did it take for us to get Sunday liquor sales, Tom?
Don't even bring that up, because it took me 5 years to figure out that I had to buy beer on Saturday in order to have it on Sunday.
Vinny was wearing short pants back when...
Yeah, and seriously speaking, though, I mean, the whole idea of, you know, making a destination resort/casino to me is absolutely a no-brainer. And the argument that you know, the moralists have and the moral police have is, you know, totally whacked out. And to sit there and say that revenue will go down for the aquarium or other destinations, how many times a year is anybody going to the aquarium or a World of Coke? Me and my wife, we live outside the perimeter. We would probably go to a casino and resort in Atlanta maybe 4 times a year, make it a long weekend, and then we would go and hit
go to, and then the you road. Go to the yeah, that's the thing. And you know, people would come in from out of town, when you go to a city like Atlanta, you'll spend some time at the casino, but you're also going to want to go to the Georgia Aquarium. You're also going to want to go wherever. I mean, we have the infrastructure and enough stuff here that more people will come to Atlanta. It's just another thing we're offering.
Yeah,
One
last thing for you, Mark. You know, being outside the perimeter, as old as we are, there's so many restaurants that are, right in the Atlanta metro area, or near the zoo and gentrified areas that we have never been to and that we want to go to, but we just don't drive over there. And if we went and we stayed at that resort hotel,
you could do it.
We would do the Uber thing.
Well, the problem, that's why there's great restaurants in Alpharetta. In Roswell. Where's that place that Erickson always takes you on dates, Chuck, in Roswell?
What is that place called?
It's a great restaurant, right?
Yeah.
So that's like Erickson and Chuck's date place. I heard it's amazing.
A good date place.
But I'm not driving out there.
Right.
Just not going to happen.
What's that guy do with casinos?
Well, Tony's like, there's great restaurants in East Atlanta, but I live in Marietta. I'm not going to drive.
But
if you're here for the casino, then you're closer. You can check out things you've never checked out. Anyway, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Oh, we got to do traffic, Johnny. Can you hang on a second?
Yeah.
All right, hold on, Johnny. We've got a red alert in Jackson County.
And now, on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Fast Food Review.
Joining us live on the Greasy Salty Hotline from parts unknown, height unknown, weight, we do not want to know. Johnny Kilbasa and the ever so popular Fast Food Review. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great, Mark Arum. I'm wrapped in bacon. I'm here for the taking. I'm covered with cheese. I am depleted. I'm stuck down here in Jackson County where all lanes are closed.
Steve Winslow's got you covered. Use that alternate to get to the other road, and then you can re-enter the road.
Yeah. Hey, is it Movie Monday tonight?
No. Why? Should it be?
Oh, you know what I want? Smoking the Bandit's on right now. It's my favorite movie of all time, you know, and I want a Movie Monday where it's how many different Movie Monday topics can we crowbar Smoking the Bandit into?
Ooh.
All of them.
Eastbound and down, Buford keeps on trucking. Buford, real quick, $5,000 at Quick Trip. You have one day to spend it. What are you going for first?
That's easy.
What are you doing?
Beer first.
Beer and beef jerky.
Wiping out the rollers like Low T was talking about. The kitchen, the new kitchens they got.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of good food.
A lot of money.
A lot of good
breakfast
food.
Pizza.
I buy everybody gas.
Oh, I didn't even think about gas.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Duh.
Why are you nice? Why would you spend your money on other people?
Well, you can only spend it there. What am I going to do with it?
He's playing radio now. He's not going to do that.
Yeah.
But gas, I didn't even think about that. You get $5,000 worth of gas.
You said 24 hours. There's no way you can burn.
What are you going to fill up tanks?
Fill up and go do burnouts in front of this gas station?
No, you get big tanks.
No, I don't see you doing that.
I don't see that either.
I will hire someone. I don't know.
You'll hire somebody. It'll cost $5,000 to do it.
Johnny, real quick. You're the expert. $5,000 in Quick Trip. What are you spending it on?
Yeah, lottery, booze. I think you could probably buy all the food they have in there for about $2,500 and then just go for the rest, fill everything
up. Can we make this into a contest? The Mark Arum Show gives away a $5,000 gift card to Quick Trip you have to spend in one day. Call sales on that, Chuck. They make that happen.
Yeah, right,
have Buford do it. That's his job now.
No, he does important stuff.
He's got to get ice cream.
Get some ice cream.
Stop. We're eating all Johnny's time. Johnny, what's on the menu tonight, my friend?
Speaking of Sonic drive-thru, Mark, where I could spend $5,000 any day of the week, they've got new Little Griller grilled cheese sandwiches. And most people think Johnny Kilbasa is a big sandwich guy. Now, most of the time, Johnny Kilbasa is a big sandwich guy, but Johnny Kilbasa, if I can refer to myself in the third person four more times, is also a little sandwich guy. Why? Because when you have a bunch of little sandwiches, you can get a bunch of little sandwiches. And usually when places in the fast food world have little sandwiches, they have a bunch of different kinds of little sandwiches. So you can buy every different kind of little sandwiches and still enjoy them all. So little grillers at your favorite drive-thru.
Arby's did that. They said, listen, we got the dollar things. Get one of each. And then you put them in a sack and you're driving. You pick one and you don't know until you bite into it what you're eating. The little guys are fantastic.
Yeah, it's like Christmas morning every time. And this is Texas, little pieces of Texas toast, two pieces of cheese on anything you want, chicken, patty, cheese. They got breakfast versions. And, you know, if you get five or six of these and put them in the bottom of your bag, you're going to have a really big
wet, greasy spot on the bottom of your bag, and that is the sign of success.
Absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned.
Real quick, Longoria took his essays in from out of town to the Vortex last night. I know you're very familiar with the Vortex.
Love it.
Just review their orders. The little guy got Fat Elvis, the burger with smooth peanut butter, bacon. What are you talking? Listen, Vinny.
Thank you very much.
Smooth peanut butter, bacon, and fried plantains. Is that a solid order at the Vortex, Johnny?
I think it is, especially if you're from out of town. Yeah, I mean, I always go with the, was it the double coronary bypass with the grilled cheese sandwiches with the buns? That's my favorite.
And the fried egg.
All their burgers are good. And a fried egg.
Now that I'm looking at the menu, I am very surprised that Longoria didn't get the reverse cowgirl.
I thought about it.
What? How did you not get the reverse cowgirl? It sounds delicious. Topped with grilled ham, jack cheese, spicy honey barbecue sauce.
I thought about it.
My sources say that you're a big fan of the reverse cowgirl. How did you not order that?
That's what the pictures say.
All right. Johnny Kielbasa, we appreciate you as always. And...
That's really painting a picture, Mark. But it's a cholesterol high. Oh, my. Follow me on Twitter. Listen to my podcast on JohnnyKielbasa.com.
It's the Sausage Hut Podcast, JohnnyKielbasa.com. It has no affiliation with the Mark Arum Show. Whatever you hear on that is Johnny's and Johnny's alone, but it is definitely entertaining. Well, appreciate you, bruh.
Anytime, bruh.
All right, Johnny K, my man. All right, we'll do rapid fire. The last segment, your final thoughts on casinos in Georgia, yes or no? 404-872-0750. On Twitter at Mark Arum. This is the Mark Arum Show. Leaving till 6 in the morning. Oh, it's for Uchi. Oh, you ain't know how many O's in the bankroll. Sort of like the game show. Who wants to be a millionaire? But my name ain't Regis. Nah, the one they call.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750. WSB.
Rapid fire. Casinos in Georgia, yes or no? 10 seconds or less. Harris, casinos, yes or no, my friend?
Yes, quick point. Have you been to Alabama and seen what's going on down there? The tags, the money from Georgia going into those Alabama casinos.
No, I haven't been, but I know a lot of people that go. And that's...
There was a tent 5 years ago.
Yeah.
There was an absolute tent. Now there's huge hotels. You can't, and it's all
yeah. Is it Shorter, Alabama? Is that where one of them is?
No. That's off. That's not tribal. They shut them down. That's
okay.
Macon County. But no, the tribal, they've got two, one in Montgomery on tribal land and one in Wetumpka, which is nowhere. But they built a 25-story hotel resort. It's full. It's unbelievable the money they're making, and their Georgia tags.
It's, yeah, it's all Georgia money going out there. Vinny has a tribal tattoo on his bicep, by the way. Vicky's in Atlanta. Vicky, quick, yes or no on casinos?
Absolutely not. And if there is a casino in the Atlanta vicinity, I suggest it be put in Cobb County.
All right next to SunTrust Park. Jeff's in Buford. Oh. Jeff, casinos, yes or no?
Yes, and we already got the spot for it. Lake Lanier Islands up here in Buford, 7 square miles, and it's already ready. They want to. They're waiting on the go-ahead. We've already got the spot here.
I would have to move up there, but I can do that. I can make that happen.
It's not that far away.
Jimmy!
6 callers ahead of us, Jimmy!
Real quick, Jimmy, yes or no on casinos?
Definitely not.
All right, thank you, Jim. I'm sorry, I wish I had more time. Let's do Star of the Mother Blanken Show.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
I can't give you another sympathy one, Longoria.
Wow.
I'm giving it to Sandy Parrish, WSB Sandy Parrish, for calling in on her day off. She is Star of the Show. Douglas, real quick, 10 seconds. Douglas, casinos in Georgia, yes or no?
I would say yes, but I would be more agreeable if it would eliminate the state tax.
Oh, I'm all for, listen, eliminate any tax. I'm good with that. All right, we'll continue the conversation on Twitter at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, and go ahead and click follow on Instagram, Vinny. It's Mark Arum on Instagram, MarkArum. Tomorrow, we got a big show planned for you, only till 8:30 tomorrow because of Bulldog basketball, but we'll have fun nonetheless. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby. The devil makes three, don't need no other loving,
baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.